We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, so we start hour number three. I am Jim Rome. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. We had Wisconsin head football coach Paul Christ. We had Jason McCourty of the NFL Network. I've got Jeffrey Chidiha coming up later on this hour. Phone lines are open right now. Now is the time to call. Two open segments. I want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, too. I want to go back to something Jason McCourty kind of intimated. Remember when I said earlier when talking about Kyler Murray and this incredible story, and I've already spent about a half hour on it. I know that it's my job to reset because we have listeners that turn over. Absolutely incredible that there's a clause, a study clause in his contract that Kyler Murray has to study 4 hours a week on top of the work he's already doing in his meetings. In other words, they're giving him homework that he has to complete, and they're going to monitor it, and there's a clause within the clause. Not only does he have to do the 4 hours, but he has to do the 4 hours and be fully focused. So when they gave him that, or give him that information on his iPad, or whatever platform or device he uses, he can't be doing other things. Like, he can't be gaming, he can't be watching TV, he can't be scrolling, he can't be porning. He has to watch the film. And I'd never heard anything like that in my life. You're giving a guy a $230 million contract. You're going to guarantee $160 million of that contract. And there's a study clause. And then even Kyler himself, I read you a quote from something he told the New York Times back in December where he kind of intimated also, to paraphrase, that, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be one of those guys who studies all the time because I don't need to. From a cognitive standpoint, I see things. I know things. So there's a lack of trust. And my question is, if you don't trust a guy, how are you going to give that guy $160 million guaranteed? I mean, it's the craziest thing. Wild. So I mentioned that it's a terrible look for Kyler. But by the way, don't sleep on how bad of a look it is for the team that they're giving that guy that amount of money and they trust him that little. And then I said, who wants that out there? Who would want that out there? Nobody looks good. Who leaked that? Who leaked that? To which Jason McCourty said, you know, I don't know. But what if, and paraphrasing again, what if the team did? Because then, although it's a distraction, it's what's known as, and this is my phrase, not that I came up with this phrase, but a phrase that's known, public accountability. Now it's out there. And yes, he's going to be asked about it. And yes, it's going to be a distraction, but it's out there. You better do your work. But then again, if you have to do something like that, it speaks to how little faith you have in him to do that work. And if you have that little faith in him, why are you guaranteeing all that money? The whole thing is just so bizarre. Jason McCourty made another interesting point that, all right, he's not doing that work. And it is weird, but look at all the success he's had without doing that work. So if he just does the work, how successful would he be? Fair, but why is he not doing the work? It's more inherent in that job than almost any other job. Face of the franchise, quarterback, got to be the toughest guy, got to be the hardest working guy, first one in and last one out. And then you got to wonder, Kyler Murray, he can't be feeling good about this at all. How is he not furious about this? Do you really think that Kyler Murray, and I'm not inside his head and I haven't spoken to him, but do you really think that he's going to take all of this in, how bad this looks, all the negativity, and think to himself, you know what? I'm here to prove everybody right and not everybody wrong. I'm okay with this. This is the wake-up call I needed. I bet not. Nobody, ask Juan Soto, nobody likes negotiations getting public. Nobody wants that, especially when a negotiation involves them having to put a study clause in the negotiation. I mean, this is fascinating and terrible, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. Like I said, if he has a bad game, you know what the narrative's going to be. He didn't watch his DVDs. He didn't get the work in. If he has a great game, it's going to be, oh, guess he did his study. Guess he worked. 1-800. And again, if you have that little faith and that little trust, that you have to put a clause like that in. And even if you had to leak that, and I don't know who did. But if the team did as a way of holding him accountable, why are you guaranteeing all that money? Your thoughts on that? Mike McCarthy made it through the first day, but not without being asked about his job, and he didn't like it. He already snapped. How badly is that going to go if one day in he's got that issue? Hey, Reed, are you awake? You all right, dude? You good? You alert? You on a sugar crash? What's up? Just checking in, dude. 1-800-636-8686. There is a telephone number for you. Go ahead and use it. And I want to finish that thought on the Cowboys now in a minute. But you know what? I'm trying to get you involved here. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Topeka. Rudy in Topeka. Rudy, it's good to have you. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Actually, it's Rude Dog from North Topeka.
Oh, hell yeah. That's great. So why do they call you Rude Dog?
Because I'm a not polite cat.
That's not a good call. No. Actually, I don't give a damn why they call you Rude Dog. Rudy.
Not a very good call.
Your boys may call you Rude Dog. Your fam may call you Rude Dog. But this here fam, the Jungle fam, you're Rudy in Topeka. Do we really still have self-glossers? Apparently we do. Maybe you're new to the program. I have very few rules. Have a take. Don't suck. Don't self-gloss. And don't say anything that's going to get me in trouble with the FCC. Essentially, that is it. Have a take. Don't suck. Don't say something that's going to put me on the wrong side of the FCC. And do not self-gloss. Gloss is to be earned. I don't care what you're known as around the office or the frat house or the bowling league or even in your own home. Here, you're just Rudy in Topeka. You are not Rude Dog. Now, the good news is, Rudy, you got a bunch of new friends. They can call you Rude Dog. I'm not going to, because you didn't earn that here. Let me introduce you, Rudy, to all your new friends, since you're not allowed to self-gloss.
Levi the Trash Man.
Dice Man.
Loney Carter in Spokane.
The Axe.
Bighorn Bowling Ball.
Jay Dizzle.
Manny Cheeseburger over here.
Shot Caller is Van City.
Lone Prophet.
The Grump.
The Grouch.
Mole Doggy in NorCal.
The Dugler.
Zookeeper.
Roaster. Garbage Man, Brad.
The Cracker Jack.
G Money.
Sexy Rexy from New Mexico.
The Red Dog.
Horse Monkey. Tree Frog.
G Money.
B Man SB. Bow Down.
Z Man.
Cotton Woman.
The Silly Rabbit.
Barracuda.
The Muscle Shark.
Denver John.
The Horse Whisperer.
Main Man here.
The Bread Man.
Tony the Bartender.
Tombo.
Smokehouse.
Cabo Ed.
I'm a desert dog. They call me T-Rush.
Rockin' Rodney.
Hey, it's Mad Max from 219 in Indiana.
Rude Dog from North Topeka.
Ah! No. Man, that is a long list. A long list of guys who just do not get it. I want to take a stab at answering my own question. Why would you guarantee all that money to a guy that you inherently do not trust? Why would you guarantee all that money? Guaranteed. Why would you guarantee all that money to somebody who does not do the work that he needs to do? Because there are so few people who have his athletic ability. There are so few people that have his actual talent that you really have to deal with it. Because frankly, how are you going to do better? What's the alternative? We don't trust him. He's not putting in the time. All right. What's our alternative? How can we do better than Kyler Murray? We can't. We can't. And we know we can't, so we have to get him to lock in and work more diligently. We cannot do better. Oh, and by the way, we have sort of built the entire thing around him. Like, I like Colt McCoy. I do. I really do. I've always liked Colt. Colt could never sleep another wink for the rest of his life. Colt McCoy could sit in a film room and watch tape 24-7 until his eyes bleed to death. And he will never be Kyler Murray. He will not do what Kyler Murray can do. Very few people can, which is why when they were 7-0, I was hyping him as an MVP candidate because he's super freaky athletically. So to answer my own rhetorical question, why would you guarantee all that money to somebody you can't trust? Because they can't do better. What's your alternative? I'll tell you what they try to do. When they built that thing, notice how many leaders they brought in. Notice how many guys they brought in who could lead from the front, who could set the tone, who could be an example. At the end of the day, you need that, though, from your quarterback. J.J. Watt's great, but you need that from your quarterback. Look around the NFL. Look at all the other quarterbacks. What are you going to do? Whose situation would you rather have? Look at all the other crappy situations. Like I always say, either you have that guy or you don't. Now, you can debate whether or not he's that guy if he doesn't do the work. But that's why they have to do that, because they have to do that. The reason they have to do that is because they have to do that. What's the alternative? How are they going to do better? I like Baker Mayfield, but were they going to bring him in to play instead of Kyler Murray? No. Bringing in Baker Mayfield over Sam Darnold is one thing. Kyler Murray's Kyler Murray. And what he can do, you can't teach. But he can do better, and he can study more. And believe me, if they come up short again in the postseason, provided they get there, it's going to be a real narrative. And by the way, anytime he has a game that's not a good game, it's going to be a narrative. But that's why. Hey, the way contracts are being written, and by the way, the Browns changed everything. Guaranteed money. It used to not be a thing in the NFL, but it is now. And especially now that Deshaun Watson got what he got. It's the price of doing business. What are they going to do? Bring in Geno Smith? Drew Locke? But, however, the fact that that leaked, bad enough to put that in the contract, but the fact that that leaked, if he thinks that the team did that to hold him even more accountable, how is he not going to resent that? This is going to be a fascinating thing to see. If I'm Kyler Murray and they're guaranteeing me that contract and this is what's being said about me, this dude has to. He absolutely has to turn it on its head and convert this to positive burning fuel. He has to. No matter how pissed he is, no matter how much it sucks, no matter who did it, he has to turn that into positive burning fuel, even if that's not the fuel he runs on normally, no matter how enraged he is. What choice does he have? Because you know what? If he goes the other way, it's going to prove all the critics right. And everybody who said, see, he is that guy. This dude somehow is going to have to wear it, put a smile on his face, and ball the hell out. And he can. He can, but he's going to have to get past this quickly and make sure that it's a non-story. You know, like Mike McCarthy. That's not my narrative. That's your narrative. Right, Mike. That's part of coaching in the NFL. There are better people out there that can do your job better. If you don't want that being a narrative, win. But I've never seen anything like that Arizona Cardinals situation. That is going to be a fascinating thing to see develop. Because that could blow up and burn that place to the ground. Or Kyler responds. What? And he should. Assuming he's healthy, there's no reason that guy can't dominate in that league, honestly. 1-800-636-8686. The NFL, still the most fascinating thing in the world. Even as camps are just opening, their storylines are still better than anybody else's midseason, postseason, championship storylines. It's incredible. Training camps are opening up, and you have this kind of content. When we return, one more segment that's wide open for you. Jeffrey Chidiha coming at 40 past. Let's talk Cowboys next. Let's get into that whole thing. And Mike McCarthy's reaction to already questions being asked about his job. Never mind having not lost a game yet. Camp is barely open, and people are already up in his grill about his job, and he's not happy about it. It is summertime, so it is time to kick back with a great cigar. Whether you're looking for cigars for your special occasion or buying cigars to make it a special occasion, Famous Smoke Shop has exactly what you need. With 83 years in the cigar business, Famous Smoke is offering the authentic cigar shop experience, expert advice, and an enormous selection of premium cigars. Boxes, singles, samplers, and more, all under one roof, all at discount prices. Famous Smoke was even named best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. And every cigar is backed by their 30-day freshness guarantee, so your cigars arrive fresh or your money back. Remember, you don't have to be famous to smoke their cigars. To save $10 off your purchase of $50, go to famous-smoke.com. Famous-smoke.com. Use the code ROME10 or text ROME10 to 511-511. Get your favorite cigars, including Romeo, Acid, Macanudo, and more. Text ROME in the number 10 to 511-511 or go to famous-smoke.com today. You may receive up to one additional text. Text fees may apply. Text STOP to opt out.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so Mike McCarthy, been talking around it. Let's talk right about it. He arrives at Dallas Cowboys training camp yesterday and immediately is met with questions about his future and whether or not that might be his last Dallas Cowboys training camp. And the big fella was not happy about that at all. He told the Dallas Morning News, quote, "It's irritating that the first question you ask me has nothing to do with how I do my job. I show up every day for work to win a championship. How do we win today? That's what I'm asking. My viewpoint is that it's not a story. It's a media-driven narrative, or at least a narrative driven outside my realm." End of quote. Hey, Mike. Wrong answer. To paraphrase the legendary Larry Robinson, welcome to the friggin' National Football League.
Welcome to the friggin' National Hockey League.
Welcome to the friggin' National Football League.
Welcome to the friggin' National Hockey League.
Welcome, big fella, to the first day of the rest of your life as Cowboys head coach. You were asked about that as soon as you walked through the door. You will be asked about it again in camp. You will be asked about that again throughout the season. And the only way to stop getting asked about that is if you get fired or you quit. That's how it goes. Welcome to the friggin' National Football League.
Welcome to the friggin' National Hockey League.
Wake the hell up, big fella.
Wake up.
You should know this question's coming. You of all people should know this question's coming. And if you know it's coming, you should have a good answer locked and loaded because it's going to be coming a lot. And you know what? You should be happy it's coming. See, you know how I keep trying to take these negative things and turn them into positive things? I keep saying turn it on its head. You should do the same thing. This is not a negative thing that they're asking you about your job. You know why that is? Because you should hit your knees every single night and be grateful that you get to be asked about your future as the Cowboys head coach. Because after last season, you're lucky you still have a future as the Cowboys head coach. You won one of the softest divisions in the league last year, and then you got bounced at home on this play.
Receivers go left, including Tony Pollard. It's a designed run for Dak Prescott. 30, 25, gets hit from behind by Azeez Alshire. They got to get up and clock the ball. 5, 4, 3. 2. Dak, will he get it off in time?
No.
With 1 second to go, did he spike the ball in time or
no,
not?
No, he did not.
He did not. The 49ers have won the game. What do you got, Alex Kemp? Did he spike it in time? 49ers heard Jimmy Ward's got his helmet off, ready to celebrate.
That's the end of the game.
Game is over. The 49ers have won.
No way. A clock management issue involving Big Mike.
Call timeout, Mike.
Forget questions about your job this year. You're lucky that you were allowed back in the facility the morning after that disaster. You're lucky that you're around today to be hearing questions about your job this season because you pretty much earned a firing last season. And again, this is not just coming from the media. Jerry Jones hung you out to dry for nearly 2 weeks after that loss to the 49ers. The media didn't do that. Your sleepover buddy did that, no matter what he's saying right now. That's when the question started. And now Sean Payton is available. So those questions are louder and louder and louder because Jera loves him some Sean Payton. Understandably so. I mean, if this guy loved you, how do you think he feels about Sean Payton? And Jerry Jones also loves your D coordinator, Dan Quinn. Those are two different guys who could take your gig. So, of course, you're going to be on the hot seat. And then on top of that, the hot seat comes with this job, dope. That's the gig. That's what it's like to be the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Unless your name is Jason Garrett. If you're the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys and you are not currently holding a new Lombardi, you're going to be on the hot seat. And yet this guy, oh, monkey butt.
Monkey butt.
The guy who handed out powder last season to his players for red ass week is already getting a case of severe red ass before camp even starts. And based on how old monkey butt monkey is responding, butt. It's going to be a long ass red ass season. In other words, if you do not like the line of questioning, go coach intramurals, brother.
Brother.
Go coach intramurals.
Brother.
Time to ring all those other dudes who are unemployed, who are in your band, and fire up the old barn once again and start preparing for the next gig because it's coming sooner than you know, especially you. Or maybe you do know, or you would not be snapping 5 minutes after showing up to work for the first time this year. Because not only are there better candidates for that job that are out there, there's a better candidate on your current staff already. Yet here's old monkey ass talking out his ass and out of both sides of his mouth, complaining and whining about the pressure, yet at the same time trying to convince all of us that he's all about the pressure. He says, quote, "Is there more of this talk today than there was 10 years ago? Absolutely. Is there more here than other places? Definitely. That's accurate. But I'm here to win a championship. That's what gets me up in the morning." Which one is it, Mike? But it is a good thing that you're there to win a championship, and that's what gets you up in the morning, because if you don't, you'll be back in that barn preparing for another gig that probably will not be available the next time around. Because I don't know that there's anybody other than Jerry Jones that would have bought that hype deck that you made. If Sean Payton ending up with your gig is inevitable, you may as well just sit back and enjoy it until it happens.
Inevitable.
Because it's inevitable.
Inevitable.
Jarrett loves him. He has cowboy ties. He is not coaching right now. He'll charge his batteries. He'll want to come back. And you're not good enough to keep that job. Not if you're crying already about the scrutiny. That was not handled well at all. But is Amory surprised? Time to fire up that barn. Jerry, of course, heard all of this and says, "Now hold up. He's my guy still. I've got his back. That's the guy. I got who I want."
But one of the ones I want to address directly, because I guess it's the one that probably the one that I have the most sensitivity about, and that is Mike and him coaching. And I want to be real clear. He wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't think he was the man to lead this team to a Super Bowl. He would not be, and I have choices. And so that's not meant to be insensitive to anybody. That's a fact.
Oh, that's got to make him feel a whole hell of a lot better. He just made my point. You have choices. Right. And you're going to make one of those choices. Again, Mike, pushing back on this line of questioning is only going to ensure that you're going to get twice as many questions about that. How do you not know that? What, did you not learn anything in your Green Bay experience? Were you the one that came back and said, be better, not bitter? The way to get the media off your back is not to criticize them for their line of questioning about your job security. You just guaranteed yourself twice as many of the thing that you want to end. Or you can win games. Or you can kill the clock. Or you cannot have the game end with you unable to snap the ball. There's all that. Quick reaction before I go to break. Hey, Rome, I know McCarthy is annoyed with being asked questions about his job, but I'm sure his job will be safe for years despite mediocre results. Regards, the Clapper.
The Clapper.
Like I said, anybody not named Jason Garrett? Adam Schefter tweets, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan met this morning with Jimmy Garoppolo. The three men talked, and after, Shanahan told reporters, we have moved on to Trey. Of course. How is that not going to be the most awkward thing ever?
Awkward.
Hey, Alvin, go back to this really quickly. I mentioned it yesterday. I want to mention it again. At the end of the year, Jimmy G went way out of his way to say goodbye and thank everybody involved, and that was that. Except that was not that. He's still a member of that team. So that's extremely awkward, as I would imagine it was extremely awkward when he showed up today as still a member of the team when he gave one of the grandest farewells ever.
Quick thank you to all you guys, the media. Since I got here, you guys have been awesome. It's been some ups and downs between all of us, but for the most part, you guys have been awesome. Just good group to deal with. You guys are very engaging, and it's just fun to be around you guys. You're from Eric making the jokes to everything in between. Just it's been a fun ride, guys, and I really appreciate you for that. And yeah, I'll miss you guys. So thank you guys again. Faithful, thank you very much for everything. It's been crazy, man. Just all the comebacks at Levi's, comebacks on the road, ups and downs. It's been a hell of a ride, guys. I love you guys. So see ya.
Why do I think that, and although I was not in the room, why do I think it was slightly more awkward when he and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan came together this morning? Why do I think that there was not a tear in Jimmy's eye and he did not say, John, Kyle, wow, thanks, guys. Love you guys. There have been some ups, there have been some downs. I love you guys. Wow. Nah, I'm guessing it was a little more awkward than that. Because he's still here. Because he's still here. They have not found any takers yet. And the one thing you can't have with that young quarterback trying to establish himself is the old vet who gives them a better chance to win, probably, even coming off surgery, still in the building. So Kyle had to tell reporters, quote, we have moved on to Trey. By the way, all those anonymous coaches in that Mike Sando report, chest bumping, high-fiving each other, bro-hugging it. The ones that were saying, hey, man, Jimmy G might not be Tommy B, but he ain't Trey Lance. We would much rather game plan for Trey Lance than we would Jimmy G. These guys are all sitting around going, you remember when this was a badass division like 10 minutes ago? Russ is gone. G is gone. Hey, man, this got a hell of a lot easier. All those random anonymous coaches bro-ing it up. So that, according to Adam Schefter, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan met this morning with Jimmy Garoppolo. The three men talked. And after, Shanahan told reporters, we have moved on to Trey. All right. We have moved on to the second coming of Tim Tebow. Or, as one clone put it, we have moved on to Flatulence.
Flatulence.
I don't know. Maybe they're right and you're wrong and he is the next coming. Or maybe he's not. So where does that leave Garoppolo? Where does he go now? They obviously have not been able to trade him. Do they cut him? There aren't a lot of quarterback chairs left. I'll tell you what they didn't want to have happen. The one thing that they did not want to have happen is the one thing that I could see happening, and that's him staying in the division and going to Seattle. They didn't want that. But that could happen. Now, something else that would be great. That'd be great. It would never, ever happen. But can you imagine if John and Kyle were to go, hey, you know what?
Hey, John.
We traded up. We made a mistake with, quote, flat you, Lance. Gee, we still want you. That'd be great.
Flat you, Lance.
Still not too late, even though they told him we're moving on. They're going to have to get real creative. I think they're going to have to cut this guy. How are you going to trade him? They haven't yet. They're hoping, obviously, that if they hold on and they wait, somebody else's situation will change, a starter will get hurt, or somebody will not be who they thought that he was going to be, and then they're going to make a move for Jimmy G. But that hasn't happened yet. In the meantime, you don't want this guy hanging around the building in the facility when you're trying to get Lance ready. So again, nothing's even happened yet, and the NFL is still more compelling and riveting than anything else. All right, when we come back. Welcome back. One last segment. I'm Jim Rome. And great to be with you on this Tuesday, wrapping things up with this segment. We are joined right now by an NFL.com senior columnist, NFL Network on-air talent, a Sports Emmy Award winner and author. He is Jeffrey Chadiha. Jeffrey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Jim?
My man, I'm great. It's great to hear your voice. Always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Why don't we start with a team that you are really familiar with, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs. You know them well. I want to get your thoughts. What do you make of the offseason they've had, and especially the trade of Tyreek Hill?
Well, I think they reached a point where they had to do something as far as resetting. You know, I think when you win a championship and you have a chance at another championship, at some point the expenses get a little bit pricey. And so you're talking about having to move on from players who want big money. And that was Tyreek Hill. That was Tyrann Mathieu. You're seeing what's happening now with Orlando Brown Jr. not getting the contract he wanted to have. And so I think the Chiefs have decided that they want to make sure that Patrick Mahomes is well-paid, people around him are cost-effective, that they can continue to compete and win championships that way.
We're talking to Jeffrey Chadiha. In fact, you got into a number of things that I was going to bring up, especially regarding Orlando Brown Jr. I might double back to that. But what about Tyreek Hill? Like, he's seemingly, Jeffrey's gone out of his way this offseason to hype Tua at the expense of Patrick Mahomes. This week he called Tua, quote, the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. I'm curious, in your opinion, what is that all about? I mean, do you believe that he believes that, or is he just trying to make it seem like he's in a better spot now than he was before?
One, I don't believe he believes that. Two, he definitely wants to hype up his quarterback. And three, I think he's trying to make up for all the airtime he could not get when he was with the Chiefs, because they were very careful about putting him in front of a microphone when he was on this team. And now you're seeing why. He's a funny guy. He's a great player, but he can be a loose cannon. And I think that he's taking this opportunity to show the world his personality, which is great. I think he wants people to see what he's about and what's on his mind. But, yeah, I certainly feel as if when he left Kansas City, their feeling was that if he had stayed one more year and was still hoping to get that big deal, he would have been a problem in the locker room. Probably same kind of things he's saying now as far as controversial statements. So it was probably best that he got the deal he got where it's at. And now he's trying to make the most of it and hype a quarterback who really does have to deliver this year.
Jeffrey Chadiha, I think that's really interesting what you just said. Now, I had Mecole Hardman on the show Friday, and he was pretty clear that Tyreek Hill is a great player. He had nothing but good things to say about him. But he also wanted to make clear, Jeffrey, that they didn't trade away the whole offense. How different do you think the offense is going to be without Hill?
Well, they won't be hitting those 75-yard bombs that they used to, as frequently as they used to when they were in their heyday, and Mahomes was in his first couple years with his offense. But it'll be more dink and dunk. It will be more of Mahomes operating like a point guard, distributing the ball to different players. I like the mix of what they have with Marquez Valdez-Scantling, a true deep threat, Juju Smith-Schuster, a true possession guy, Mecole Hardman with the speed and the flexibility, and then you mix in a Sky Moore, who's a young rookie who's got the potential there at receiver. And then obviously you've got Travis Kelce, who's one of the greatest tight ends ever. So, yeah, they're not going to stop being a prolific offense, but they definitely hear what's being said. Mahomes even said that in his first interview at training camp, that they know that people expect them to take a step back this year, and they're not planning on doing that.
Jeffrey Chidiha is joining us. Jeffrey, so what about the other big story of the week? What do you make of Arizona putting a film study clause into Kyler Murray's contract? I mean, have you ever heard of anything like that before?
I don't think anybody's ever heard of it before, at least not at that position. And we're all familiar with clauses, especially it's kind of more common with offensive linemen or defensive linemen who can put on weight. So you make sure that they're at a certain weight limit during the season. But to tell a quarterback, an NFL quarterback, a player who was drafted first overall, won a Heisman Trophy, that you got to go put some more work in. You have to do a minimum amount of work as far as studying to play at this level. It's beyond me. And, you know, as a black man, it's certainly, to me, it hits harder because two of the worst things you can ever say about a black person historically is that you're either dumb or you're lazy. And he's a smart guy. I've talked to Kyler Murray before in interviews. And so this speaks to his work ethic. It speaks to the questions that people had about him as far as body language, as far as handling adversity, as far as this team flaming out down the stretch. So, yeah, I think it's a huge black eye on his legacy.
Jeffrey Chidiha is my guest. You know, really interesting what you just said. So where do you think that leaves him and the team? And I had made the point, Jeffrey, that I don't see how this benefits anybody that is out there.
No.
Do you think the team leaked it to get some sort of additional leverage and hold him publicly accountable? Like, how did this get out, and where do you think that leaves him with the team?
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, you never know exactly where this stuff comes from, but I could see how it could benefit them from the standpoint of trying to motivate him to be more on top of his game, and two, probably trying to, I don't want to say throw him under the bus because they just shot him to a big deal, but certainly putting the onus on him that if he's not playing well, the first thing people are going to say is he preparing as he should be preparing? And to me, that's a tough thing for any quarterback to go through, especially a young quarterback who just signed a generational wealth deal. And I'm a Kyler Murray fan. I love watching him play. And, again, I love the chance I had to talk to him when he was in Oklahoma coming out in the draft. But, yeah, I don't know how you overcome this, and I don't know how you go into this season. The team, him, Cliff Kingsbury, not having to answer these kind of questions every week.
Jeff, the thing is, I mean, I hyped him throughout last season. I've always loved the guy. I think his skill set's incredible. I think he's got great swagger, great confidence. I'm pro Kyler Murray. I'm just curious, how do you get to the right headspace after all this? Because he's got to put this behind him. This is not going to be an easy thing to do, because you're right. When it comes time to point the finger, they're going to point the finger at him. Do you think he's got the wherewithal to put that behind him and get to the proper headspace and get it done?
Well, I'll go back to the interview I had with him when he was at his pro day in Oklahoma. And he talked a lot about proving doubters wrong, overcoming, you know, adversity. People forget that a lot of people didn't think he could go from where he was, being a transfer to Oklahoma, playing baseball, to winning the Heisman Trophy, being the top pick, being a short quarterback. He's proven a lot already, and so I would assume that he can grow from this and learn from it. But I've never seen a guy make $230 million and have a worse day in my life. It's like used to be like, he should be celebrating and feeling great about life and feeling good about how far he's come. And it's like he's back at square one now. I mean, he's got to get this team into the playoffs. He's got to go back to a Pro Bowl. He's got to play at an MVP level for an entire year now to take the stink of this off his name.
I think that description that you just put out there is about as well as you can say it. It's weird, man. It is a weird, weird deal. It should be the best day ever, and it's not that. Really quickly, we don't have a lot of time, but We talked about this throughout the offseason. You've written about this. Why do you think Lamar Jackson's deal is not done yet? Who's that on?
I suspect it's more on Lamar Jackson than it is the team, and probably because of the deal you just saw Kyler Murray do. Lamar Jackson knows, no matter what people say about him, and I know he's a polarizing figure, and you either like him or you don't like the way he plays, he has an MVP. And he's won 37 out of 49 regular season games, or I think career games, since he's been playing in the NFL. And so he's a winner, and he's won at a high level. And so Deshaun Watson just got a deal for $230 million in guaranteed money, and he had 20-plus sexual assault charges against him. Kyler Murray just got a deal for $230 million, $160 million guarantee, whatever it is. And obviously they're talking about how he prepares. I mean, Lamar Jackson's a high character. He's won. He's been the face of the franchise. I think he wants as much money or more than those guys got, and the Ravens have to figure out how to get there. I think that's what it comes down to.
Right. NFL.com senior columnist, NFL Network on-air talent, a Sports Emmy Award winner and author, a good friend of the program. We go way back. He is Jeffrey Chidiha. My man, Jeffrey, great to have you back. Appreciate you as always. Great job. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you, man. That was great.
You're the best, dude. I mean that. He's really good. Jeffrey Chidiha. Closing the show out. My thanks to him, Jason McCourty, Paul Crist. Good day. Good Tuesday show. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're close. They're convenient. They're known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We are out.